We are learning Maseches Be'ah Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the last blot of Maseches Be'ah, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tesem Abayis. We learned, look at the Mishnah. Misho Yepeiroisov Be'ir Acheres. If your peiros are in a different city, you're in one city and your peiros in another city. Ve'iru bnei oisai ir lahavi etzloy, and the people of that city made an eruv in order to bring you to Paris. They made an Erev for themselves, and they're going to bring the Paris with them. They're coming anyway, and they even though they added a Tchum, but now they made an Erev, so now they can reach your city. They'll bring the Paris with them. You're not allowed to bring the Paris with you. Why not? Because the Paris have the Tchum of the person in the other city. For example, let's say you have Yerushalayim and Telstone, and the person, the owner is in Telstone and has Peiros on Yerushalayim. So even though people from Yerushalayim can make an Erev and reach Telstone, but Lamaisa, the Peiros have the same Tchum of the owner who lives in Telstone. Well, now this Shabbos is in Telstone, and therefore they can't go out of that Tchum. They're out of that Tchum already. They can't be moved. They can't be moved, and therefore it doesn't help if these guys made an Erev because they're not owner of that Peiros. They're not the owner of the Paris.
They're in Arab two cities together.
No, not Arab two cities. Every Arab doesn't go for those two cities, goes for themselves. When someone makes the Arab, the whole city can't go. Only the person makes the Arab. He changes the Shvisa from the city to that place. So it's only those people. They can't change the Shvisa of the Paris. And therefore, they can't bring the Paris. Vim Iravu. But if the person in Telstone made an Arab, that he could walk back and forth from Yerushalayim, Paris Ukamai was Paris are like him, and the Paris could go. Basically, what we're saying is the Paris have a din of the owner. That's the halacha. The Paris have a din of the owner. Now, this could be very negay, the shayla, and therefore we have to speak out of machlekes rishonim and sechlas erevin. Let's say someone has a raincoat and he goes to Barapak and lives in a Lakewood, and you have this fellow who's staying by the house, and he says, if she doesn't mind, let me, you know, he probably lets me use his raincoat. I didn't ask him, but why not? Like zenev zelachasa. But the problem is he's in Barapak, so his erev can't be moved out of a tchum because the tchum of that. Of that raincoat now is Barapak. So the Mechlekes Rishonim, if the person, the owner is out of the tchum of the raincoat, then Kubi doesn't get the tchum of the owner, just gets no tchum. It just gets the tchum of that city. So that's one man. It's one region holds like that. The other region holds that all. Gets the tchum of the person in Barapak, and therefore it's out of its tchum, and you can't move it at all. You can't move it at all. So here, it wouldn't be a riot one way or another, L'chayra, even though the Kvega and Rishash over there bring a riot from this Mishnah, but here, if there's no Erev Taka, then it can't be moved out of the city. It doesn't help the Erev of the other people. And if he made an Erev, then he's within the tchum of the clothing, that's why it can be moved. But Kapanam, it's not a riot to that shayla so much. But Kapanam, our Mishnah is clear like this, that the Peiros cannot be moved out of Yerushalayim to Telstone with someone else's Erev, only with the owner's Erev. Dr. Mishnah Vayit on top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Mishnah Zimen Etzlei Archim, someone invited, had guests over, Lo yalichu b'yodam monos. They shouldn't bring. They came with the Erev. Some people came over. Guests came over to your house for yontav meal, and they came over with the Erev tchumim. They shouldn't bring home part of their meal. Rashi says shouldn't bring home the meal for the next meal, for the night meal. But why not? Because it's added a tchum. Because it's the owner's tchum, and the owner doesn't have an Erev, and only the guests have Erev. So the guests only were koinet on yontav. So the food has the tchum of the owner, and therefore they cannot bring it back. They can't bring it back with them. Elokin zichalem menaseim erev yontiv. Only if he was mezake them the food from before yontiv, then it goes with their tchum. So like we spoke, what? Why you just saying? Just have in mind. Just have. So we'll tweak that in a second. So first of all, the first thing Rashi says you shouldn't bring it home l'sudas laila. Break all the achrayim. What do you mean, Sudas Laila? Sudas Laila stamos are a problem. If you got a problem with chum, you're not allowed to carry food home from Yesuda for the next night's meal. That's Yom Tov L'Chayil. You're not allowed to do it anyway. So there's a sefer in the back called Oil Moshe and the Gaius Chalushim. He answers. They're talking about it was Friday night. It was the meal was on a Friday Yom Tov, and he's bringing it home for the Friday night Suda. He made an Erev Tavshilin, and therefore that was the case. He's bringing it home. Only the problem with chumim. Without chumim, we'll be able to bring it home. Wouldn't be a problem of achana. The Chayi Odom brings a raya from here. That just carrying something without a malacha, we're talking about the child of Eitzah, you have to go into that child. But just carrying something is not called hachana. Hachana is only if you do like a real maisa. Just bringing a thing, like the child like this, you let her put in soda into the fridge on Yontav day for the next night. So according to Chayi Odom, you're allowed to, because he holds that's not enough, that's not called hachana. Now I'm agrees it's Chai Adam, but that's the Chai Adam says. Now, Kash number two is, what Mordechai is asking is Tosfos Kash. Tosfos says, Tema, Loma li zicha, why do you have to mezaket them for Yontif? Philip Bira, Chelik Kolech Avecha Nami, Midava Shoyal, obviously Nosla of Yontif. Stam, before Yontif, you just said, you know, this is, I'm making this meal for the Archim, that's enough. So he says, the Shoyal, Daita Tvei Aklima, Archim Amonis. He says that Shoyal, who's going to borrow something, has Shtikal Das on the Keli he's going to borrow. Mashaykh the Archim, they don't really have Das on the food the next day, and therefore it doesn't work. Add a Zika, it does not work. Zog to Gemara. No, it's not a Gay. It's not a Gay, the Shoyal. What's the Shoyal? Zog to Gemara, Itmar, Hamafgid, Peres, Eitzel, Chaver. Shaila is like this. Someone gives peiros to his friend to watch. What's the halacha? Which tchum does those peiros have? Does it have the tchum of the owner or the tchum of the person who's watching it? See, even though we have before in the Mishnah about if someone borrows something, they're taking it to his own Rishos. Of course, it goes before Yontif. Before Yontif, a shayil is borrowing it to use it. So, of course, it goes to his Rishos, the person who's borrowing it. And Raya also. Raya also, it's in his Rishos. He takes care of it. It's his thing. It's like it's like he's Mekabel Gantzach Raya's in it. And it's in his Rishos completely. Here, the guy, you know, I want to put something in your house. And you're going to watch it for me. So maybe there, regarding Truman, it still has a din of the owner. So what's Machoikas? Itma. Hamafke peris etzachaveir. Rava makaragli mishef gidur loy. It's like it goes after the tchum of the person who's watching it. Mishmula makaragli hamafke. It goes after the tchum of the owner, of the real owner. Lema, Rava Shmuel, the other tamav. Machoikas, Rava Shmuel, whose tchum it goes with, the mafkid or the nifkad. Maybe it's totally in a different machlekes. It's time I learned to the Mishnah Bava Kama. Im hichnis b'rishus balachot zechayev. If you brought your animals with rishus into someone else's courtyard, then balachot zechayev. The balachot zechayev for all the damages. And what's the pshat? Because it says the Gemara explains over there that he said, "Can I bring into your rishus my animal?" And he said, "Yeah, oil. Oil means." Oil of antelope, bring it in, I'll watch it. So the courtyard, the owner of the courtyard was Makabel Shmira. That's a Tanakama Shita. Rebbe says, no. Rebbe, he asked the Makabel Beferish that he wants to watch it. Just saying, I let you come in, does not mean that I'm going to watch it. And Rav holds, halach de v'chom, pasach chom, that even oil alone means I'm going to watch it. Shmuel, I'm looking at Rebbe. Shmuel says, no, yeah, we pass like Rebbe that holds that I have to speak out Klal Shmira. So we want to say, want to entertain at Tzad here, that that's the Machlekes here also. Lema Rav, that says over here, that gets the Tchum of the Nifgad. Lema Rav, the Rabbanim, also the Rabbanim. Because when I tell you to bring it in, I'm telling you I'm going to watch it. V'shmuel Amma, Damak Rebbe. And Shmuel says, no, I hold the Rebbe. And doesn't mean watching it. So where says, his mama says, no, Shaykh, to Machlekes. Amalach Rav. Rav will tell you, no. I know the army of Philo Rebbe. I could hold even like Rebbe. All Rebbe said was there that when someone says you're allowed to bring your axe into my courtyard, it doesn't mean I'm going to watch it. That's what Rebbe said. Here he's watching it. He can mekabel the terusa. The shail is the goal is his tchum and not his tchum. Here you mekabel shmira. There's no shaychus to that machlekes. And Shmuel same thing. Shmuel I'm not down for the rabbanon. Ad kam rabbanon hasam al the nichla and should make him to Rebbe shusi the balachotze. There. Since oil means come and watch it, and the owner also is very happy to relinquish his ownership of the axe while it's in the courtyard, I don't want to be chayiv in hazekim. So I'm ready to relinquish my whole bailus to the person watching it. Even if you say he's watching it, but it doesn't go with it. I'm letting you. I'm watching, but who said I want to relinquish my whole schus bailus and schus tchumen on it? That I don't want to do. All I said was, you watch it for me. I didn't say it should be yours legamri, and therefore it's not a raya. The machloikis of if someone allows a axe in his chotzer, if it's chayiv shmir or not, has no shaykh, this machloikis. This machloikis if it's the tchum of the nifka tchum of the mafkid. I think we want to go further, try to bring more rayas. Tanan, learn to now Mishnah. Vim iriv hu peros of kamo. It says that when you have the peris in Yerushalayim and the owners in Telstone, it says if he made an iriv from Telstone to Yerushalayim, then other people allowed to bring his parents for him. V'amrit karagli mishef gida etzloi. If you hold that it goes with the tchum of the person who's watching it, ki irev hu my hava. What does ever do? What is his erev help? Someone else is watching it, presumably. It wasn't sitting in his house. Someone was watching the Paris. And it says it goes with his bailus. So you see, it goes after the mafkid, even after you give it to someone. So it's a raya to Rav. It's a raya to Shmuel. It's a raya to Shmuel. Holds. It goes after the mafkid, even if you give it to someone. That the case was there that we left it in Yerushalayim, he was v'yachad karen zavus. And Rashi explains that he just someone let him keep it in the house, not that he just let so they let him keep it in someone's house, but not that that person was with Kabbal Shmira. That's what Rashi says. What?
Maybe it was in his own storage house.
Well, it wasn't his own storage house. It wasn't the case. It sounds like Paris were in a different city. It wasn't his own house. Echanami could have answered that, but it sounds like not like that. I guess Misha Hoyle Peroisa, Bir Acharis, his Paris Punk were in a different city. It sounds like I was touching like he lived in Telstone. His Paris Punk the Rish Lion. That was the case. So the Taratiz, Miyachal Karen's office. Like Rashi, the Oishla Beisai, someone lent him the house to keep it there. Hilka Bashusa Mafgirhain, stolen owner stole it in his Rishos. Avahacha, the Maskin Shomer. The kibbol of Shmiros and Rikaraglov. So Rashi's mashma, Yichla Karen Zavos will not work if you're Mekabel Shmira. Only works in a case where I wasn't Mekabel Shmira, I let you put it in the corner. That's what Rashi learns. Other Rishonim are mashma not like that. The Bi'alacha talks about it in Shin Salik Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin. He talks about it. That he holds that Karen Zavos alone means that I am leaving you a Karen Zavos. That alone says that's not on my tchum. It's in the Bailam's tchum. Even if you are Mekabel Shmira. So it's like is exactly how to learn. Now, you could have put a raya really from the Reish of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah says that if the payers are in Yerushalayim, the people from Yerushalayim who made an Erev can't bring it to Telstones. That alone is also a raya that goes bust the mafkid, not the nifka. You could have arrived from the Reish. Why do you have to bring a raya from the safe bring a raya from the Reish? That's Taisus Kasha and the Maram's Kasha. You'll ask the Kasha. Could have arrived from the Reish of the Mishnah. So Taisus answers because who said that the Nifka was the one who was bringing it with the Erev. Maybe it was someone else. So it's not a Raya. Maybe really go was Basa the Tchum of the Nifka. But there, the Nifka wasn't coming here. It was someone else coming here. That's Taisus Teretz. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Toshma, charming another Raya. Toshma, Misha Zibman Eitzle Archim. Someone who invited guests. They shouldn't bring home their portions. Only if the owner was mezakeh to them before Yom Tov. V'amrit kiragel mishef gida etzloi. If you hold that the nifka, the one watching it, it goes with his tchum, so what does it help being mezakeh it? Mezakeh means you give it to someone else to be koine it for the guest. That works with zachon la'adam shloi b'fanam. So what does it help doing that? What does it help being mezakeh it for them, giving it to them before Yom Tov, if you're watching it? If you hold the good basa nifka, it doesn't help anything. What does it help? And for the Gemara, hachinami kivin shezikla madayacha kimi shiyachid loy karen zavas dami. So the first teretz is that since he was mezaket for them, it's like a karen zavas. Let's see if he rashes pshat. He wasn't mekabel shmir for it. He says here, I'm mezaket this for the guests. It's not my problem anymore, and we're leaving it here. But I'm letting you leave it in my house till tomorrow. But it belongs to them already. So then, it goes with their tchum, because I'm not really mekabel shmir, I'm not really watching it. Another teretz, when I do this chia, what am I doing it for? I'm doing it in order to allow them to bring it to their tchum. So that alone saying, I'm relinquishing any schos tchum I have on it, and giving it to you completely, and not even getting the schos of the nifkad to make it in my tchum. That's why zika shani, that's two teruts I have to answer that part of the Mishnah. Zog to Maravait, Rav Chana bar Chana Eloi, Tola Bisra of Ibra de Dasha. He bought a piece of meat and he left and he went to his place where he was staying, his lodging, and he put it on top of the door. And the people who owned the house where he was lodging, were not Makabal Shmir. Also came to Rav Huna. They came to Rav Huna and said, what's the halacha? Am I allowed to bring this now the next day with my tchum? It goes with the tchum of the owner of the house. Omalei, so he told him, if you put it there, zilshkol, you can take it. If they did it for you, loy sishkol, you shouldn't take it. You shouldn't take it. If they hung it up for you, and put it there, then you shouldn't take it to your city because it sounds like it goes in Derech Shustan. If he himself put it there, how is he allowed to take it to his own tchum? But Rav Huna Talmud Rav Hava, Rav Huna gave this psak was a Talmud of Rav. V'amar Rav Karag L'mishef Gida Etzloi. And it goes with the person who is watching it. And here we're assuming the person from the lodging is watching it because he said you could put it here. So no, Shani Ibra Dasha, the commission Yechal Karen Zavis Dami. Here Ibra Dasha is like Miyachid Karen Zavis, and he's not Mekabel Shmira. Like Rashi says, Shani Ibra Dasha, claim Shani Hocha, the Talinu Iu Gufeb Ibra Dasha, the Hemel Kablu Miyado Shamrai. They were not Mekabel to watch it. The commission Yechal Karen Zavis Dami. It's Rashi Shitasin that holds. Yichla Karen's office means there was not Makabel Shmira. So if he puts it there, that definitely goes with his tchum, with the owner's tchum, the guy who bought it, because he was the owner of the house was not Makabel Shmira. Omale Rav Hil Rav Ashi Ve'inu Talile, and if the owner of the house put it up on top of the door for him, Loy Shakel, he can't you take it like his tchum. Va'ama Shmuel Shar Shal Patam Reikar Agli Adam. A shar of a person who sells oxen on Yom Tov because it's us that guy's going to take it. Kal v'chaymer here, where it actually belongs to him, of course, he's going to plan on taking it here. The owner knows he's going to pick it up on Yom Tov. The other case of Mafkadir, the Mechleikis, the Nifka didn't know the Mafkad to pick it up on Yom Tov. Here, you know you're taking it tomorrow, so of course it goes with the Mafkad. So it can't be worse than Shar Shal Patam. That's kasha number one. We're going to have a few kashas. Omale Ravino Rashi, Vinu Tolle, Loy Shakov, Omrav Rachanam, Yechel Gravdaisa. We pass the Gravdaisa. That's Gravdaisa talking about a case where everyone gives the certain Raya in the city, so it goes with the Raya. You see, any behemoth you plan on giving to the Raya on Yantiv, even though you give it on Yantiv, it goes with him. He also, the owners are planning on giving it to Rav Chana to bring it back home. To Rav Chana to bring it back home. So, what's the Shaila? Of course it goes with the owner in this case. And a third Kasha, Omer Vashi, Rav Chana, Vinu Tolle, Loy Shokel, if they put it up, he can't take it. So what's the Raya? Okay. So the Rosh Hashanah Mamish, we'll ask Kashan this, the Rajba, says, what's the Raya? I understand what Shaykh is. A Behemoth means if the Bailam has Behemoth, it goes with Hitchum. What's the Raya to this? So therefore, the Rajba likes better the Ben Chananel's Girsa, which says like this, Vatanana Shoyl Klima Chaver Merav Yontiv, Keragle HaShoyl, it goes like the Ragle HaShoyl. And we said before the Gemara that even if you don't pick it up, just having a mind to borrow something is enough. So the same type of Kasha. Here, since he has a mind to take it with him, so it should go with the Shoyl. So you have three Kasha on that. And therefore the Gemara doesn't say it's a different Pshat, what's going on over here. Elo Shani Rav Chana Baruch
HaRiloi. Why do you think that the owner of Huna
Rav Chana was the owner, and he went to Rav Huna Bashaila.
He did want
to take it home. I give it to them. Who is watching it? That's the Shaila. So Gemara was saying right now like this: if he puts it up on the dasha, so then it's like yeah, Karen's office. Then the owners of the house are definitely not watching it. But if he gave it to the owners and they put it there, it means that he gave it to him to watch. He gave it to them to watch. The owners of the house. So then they're watching it. No. That was the head there. No. If they put it on Ibra Dasha, means he gave it to them to watch, and they put it Lahedya here, they're watching it for him. And that's the Kasha. So that's it. They're watching it for him. That's the Kasha. So let it go bust it up. Let it go bust it up. According to Rav. According to Rav.
The Baal doesn't want it.
So that's the Baal wants him to watch it. He wants him to watch it.
He wants to take it home.
Right, okay. So that's really the Gemara's Kasha. What I was saying is, since you plan to give it back, then he's taking it home. So therefore, he wants to take it home. So your tiny guy is like, he never even gave it for that.
Yeah.
But he gave it to watch. Every time he gave a mafkid also, what's the svarah there? He did give it to have his tchum? No, he gave it to watch. That was a shayla. Rav holds, if you give someone to watch something, he goes into his rishos. So here the question is, should go back to his rishos? The Mar's teretz to that is, Mar's tiny on that is, no, we have three reasons why, even though he was watching it, here everyone would agree, it doesn't go with the shomer's tchum, it'll go with the owner. Why? Because he's planning on giving it back. It's same thing like Raya, same thing like Shoyal, same thing like the Shar Shal Patam, and that's the Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara says, Pshat is like this, whole new Pshat. Shani Rav Chana Vachanai, the Gavar Rabahu, he was a Gavar Rabah, and it wasn't because of Tchumim that the Shaila here was. Here was a din, a Basa Shanis Alem Mina Ayin. He was Makbun on Basa Shanis Alem Ayin, and he was a Gavar Rabah, he's a big Talmud Chacham, who was a Tarbah Shvaitse, and his main focus in life was learning. If you hung it up, then you know where you put it, you have a simon in it, and there's no problem. Because Rashi says, something a person does himself, he doesn't forget about it, and he's not Messiah Das, and therefore there's no problem, which means a piece of meat that you're Messiah Das from will worry someone switched it or an animal switched it, and it's a different piece of meat. But the inutali, but if they hung it up, then you're Messiah Das, and you didn't have Das in it, and they don't care about your stuff, and therefore it's Basosh and it's Alam and Ayin, and you can't eat it. Now it's not Tchumen. If you hung it up, then you have Das in it. If they hung it up, then it's Messiah Das, and there's a problem of Basosh and it's Alam and Ayin. There's one more Tzad Rashi, it's a problem of Muksa, because you're Messiah Das. But it doesn't seem like that's Rashi's Ikab Shat. Ikab Shat is Alts Pasas Shunas Alim and Ayin. And what it means, Gav Rav, it means he's a Tarad B'Shvaitse. And by him, if he didn't put it up himself, he's not going to think about it at all. He's a Vesiach Das, and therefore it's a problem, Pasas Shunas Alim and Ayin.